Hallelujah. God is about to release great things into your life through the undiluted word you're about to listen to. Pay attention, as this sermon will grant you deeper understanding of God's word. And now, here is the undiluted word.
The topic under consideration is, you won't always get away with foolishness. You won't always get away with foolishness. You will not always get away with foolishness. Matthew chapter 25, we'll read from verse 1 to 10. Matthew chapter 7, verse 26 to 28. 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 7 to 14. I'll run through it again. Matthew 25, 1 to 10. Matthew 7, 26 to 28. 1 Samuel 13, 7 to 14. There is so much wisdom embedded in every word of God spoken to us. The Bible says the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. And it is only a fool that says in his heart that there is no God. You won't always get away with foolishness. Foolishness is the trait, T-R-A-I-T, the trait or tendency of acting rashly, acting without thinking. That's what it means to be rash. Foolishness is that trait or tendency to act rashly or stupidly. To act stupidly is to act without wisdom. That's what foolishness is. You just take an action without thinking. You just take a decision without sitting down. You know, Jesus once said, who is that man that wants to build a tower and will not first sit down to count the cost and then check whether he has sufficient to carry out the project, so that he will not begin the project and somewhere along the line he ends it because he doesn't have resources to push it through. And then when people passes by the project, they begin to ask questions. Who could be the owner of this project that started and couldn't finish? And the Bible says, great will be the mockery of such a person. I'd like you to know that there is no abandoned project that ever attracts commendation, but rather condemnation. When things are abandoned, it attracts condemnation. And everywhere you see abandoned project, you see retrogression and backwardness. And that's why sometimes the African continent is considered a third world continent, the black continent, the continent without a future. Because it is only in Africa you see so much abandoned project. Houses abandoned. Things that money have been sunk in, left to rot. Amen. That is an exhibition and display of foolishness. Foolishness is one threat that abounds in everyone, especially from childhood. Everyone has a tendency to be foolish. Everyone can be foolish at one time or the other. You will agree with me that if you are sincere to yourself, there have been times that you had to knock yourself. There have been times that you had to tell yourself, I was foolish. So everyone has this tendency to be foolish one time or the other. It's only that the foolishness differs from one person to the other. Some persons have become foolish all through. And you know, they said a fool at 40 is a fool forever. What happens to a fool after 40? If a fool at 40 is a fool forever, then a fool after 40 shouldn't have been born at all. Praise God. God will grant us wisdom. You know, Jesus is an expression of the wisdom of God. And we, the children of God, that Jesus is our elder brother, should be the expression of the redemptive work of Christ here on earth. So when Satan sees you and when men see you, they can see the display of divine wisdom. I like to trust the Lord for you that henceforth you begin to do things that people cannot trace to the level of your education. Amen. I mean, you do things that they cannot trace to the level of your education. Why? Because there are those who are as equally educated as you, but yet can't display the wisdom you are displaying. So they won't say because you went to school. They won't say because of the degree you have. They will only say this can only be the finger of God. Amen. And God is still in the business of doing so. Everyone can be foolish at one time or the other. But God has given his children his spirit. And the spirit of the Lord is an excellent spirit. And the reason God gives his spirit is so as for the children of the Lord to be able to deal with tendencies such as this one called foolishness. But a lot of persons, even Christians, are still suffering from the consequences of foolishness. Matthew chapter 25, reading from verse 1. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. This is a project, this is a journey. This can be a career. This can be a student in school. This can be a worker in the office. The Bible says in verse 2, 5 of them were wise and 5 of them were foolish. And let me say here to us that it is not your color that makes you foolish. It is not your height that makes you foolish. It is not what you wear that makes you foolish. It is not the language you speak that makes you foolish. It is the things that you do. So foolishness is not about dressing. Foolishness is not about appearance. Foolishness is about actions. Whether you are wise or foolish will be measured by the actions you take, by the things you do, by the decisions you make, by the choices you make, by the values you have. There were 10 of them. They were all virgins, equally qualified, equally educated, equally beautiful. They were all virgins, 10 of them. But in verse 2, the Bible says, immediately there was a division between the 10 of them. They were divided into two equal parts, the foolish and the wise. You couldn't see it written on their faces. Amen. No, you couldn't know those of them who were foolish by the kind of clothes they wear, because they were all virgin, dressed to see the bridegroom. But 5 were foolish. I don't know whether we have foolish people that came to church today, because every time we are on a journey to see the bridegroom, and in this case, the bridegroom is Jesus, the bridegroom is God. When we come to church, there are two categories of person: the foolish who have also come, and the wise who have also come. What made them foolish and wise in verse 3? They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. What a shock. Every person that is foolish believes that he or she is wise until he or she is exposed. Now, that is the greatest sickness of the foolish person. They said the worst kind of foolishness is to be foolish and you don't know that you are foolish. Amen.
Amen.
It's a sickness. You are foolish, but you don't even know that you are foolish. The Bible said they took their lamps, and yet they took no oil with them. What this means is that inside the lamp they had oil, but they never considered it important to take alongside with them extra oil. And they are on their way to see the bridegroom. Whatever is not in the power of your hand to determine is something you must be adequately prepared for. If you know that you are going to Aba tomorrow, you will have enough transport that will take you there. We are told that when you are traveling, you don't need to have only the transport that will be enough to take you to where you are going to and fro. You must have transport that is extra in case anything happens. That's wisdom, you know. Verse 4. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Praise God. They took oil in their vessels. Now, why would the foolish not take oil in vessels? Sometimes they want to travel light. They don't want any problems. I don't want to carry loads. Amen. The Bible said the wise ones, they took oil in their vessels. A wise man does not consider it a punishment to do what is right. Can I say that again? A wise man does not consider it a punishment to do what is right. He does not consider it a burden to do what is correct. Because most times, the problems that we go through is that we refuse to do what was right at the beginning because we considered it too much. Let me leave it. See, every time you leave the work of today for tomorrow, you are behaving foolishly. Hello? I said that again. Every time you bring today's work into tomorrow, you are behaving foolishly. Every day has its own work. It's only a foolish person, a foolish child that stack the plates. You ate in the morning, you kept the plate. You ate in the afternoon, you kept the plate because you want to wash it in the night. Amen.
Amen.
Now, only to appear in the kitchen sink and the plates are stacked up there with odors that you can't stand. And then you say, these things are too much. I will do it tomorrow morning. So you add the night on there. And then only to come tomorrow morning and discover that the rats and the cockroaches and the ants have come for a meeting inside there. And then you begin to wash them because there are so many, you can't even wash them very clean. And then you put food in them and begin to eat. And then you begin to eat into yourself poison and sickness that will kill you later. The result of foolishness. The Bible said that the vineyard of a foolish man is grown with weeds, and the labor of the foolish weareth everyone out. May God find a wise man in church today.
Yes.
Let's get back to our reading. The Bible said, while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. You are not the bridegroom, so you can't tell when the bridegroom will come. Now, when you see somebody say, well, reading too much, it's not what I need. What I need is certificate, certificate, certificate. Let me just get the certificate. So someone is doing assignment for you. Let me just get the certificate. Somebody is doing the examination for you. All I need is to get the certificate. No problem. You are going to get the certificate, but I bet you one day you will get to the place where you needed to have attended that lesson by yourself. And then you will know that it is more difficult for the hand of the clock to go back than for it to move forward. Praise the Lord. Do what is right now. Pay the price now and get the gains tomorrow. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. There is one thing that is common both to the foolish and to the wise. That is sleep. Everybody sleeps. And you don't know who is a foolish person in bed. So everyone goes to bed. But it is when we wake up from our slumber that we really know who was foolish and who actually was wise. The Bible said in verse 6, and at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Now, if you go back to verse 4 or verse 3, the Bible said the wise took their lamps and oil in their vessels. You know, if we are going for the same meeting and I see 5 persons carrying the same thing I'm carrying, and they are also carrying something else, shouldn't I ask what they are carrying and why they are carrying it? Because we are going for the same meeting. No, we are all asked to come with Bibles, and we are 10 going for that meeting, and the 10 of us all have Bibles in our hands. And then checking at the other 5, they have Bibles, hymn books, jotters, and Bible for the same meeting. I should ask, do you have any other meeting you are going apart from this one? They said, no, we are going for the same meeting. But you have a Bible, you have a jotter, and you have a Bible and hymn book, and I only am carrying a Bible. I should tell myself, let me also carry a hymn book. Who knows whether we will need it? Praise the Lord. How many of you have ever made a trip before? Before you traveled, you have concluded, okay, I'll just need 2 clothes because we are going to spend 2 days. Let me just have 2 trousers, 2 shirts. Only for you to get there and begin to regret, if I had known, I would have carried more shirt. Because something has happened that needs more than the shirt that you carried. Has it happened to you before? No, it has happened to me before. So every time I travel now, I have 3 extras. 3 extra. It's going to be more load, but it helps me in the long run. Praise God. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out and meet him, and see what happened. In verse 7, then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. Verse 8, and the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. This is where the reward of foolishness begins to show up. My prayer for you is that you will not be exposed when you get to the peak. That you will learn the lessons when you are in the valley. So that when you are on top of the mountain, you can only display the things that you have learned. That you will not be exposed when you become married, that you didn't learn what you were supposed to learn before you got married. The foolish will always beg. A lot of the time, more than 60% of those who are begging didn't do what they were supposed to do at the time they ought to have done it. And that's why they have become beggars today. Not just beggars for money, beggars for everything necessary, begging for everything that could move you. They said, if you are not courageous and disciplined to work hard, you will not be ashamed to beg. But the wise answered them, saying, not so. I pray that the wisdom of God will come upon someone here. Amen. You know, it is wisdom to say no sometimes. The wise say, not so, because I cannot share what cannot be shared. I cannot divide what cannot be divided. Not so, my sister. Not so, my brother. There are things that simply cannot be done. And it will also take wisdom For you to know when to refuse people, because it is not everything you can accept. Wisdom will teach you when to refuse borrowing somebody your money. Hello? Wisdom will teach you when to say no to a marriage proposal. Wisdom will teach you when to say no to a job offer. The wise said no, so that there be not enough for us and you. The wise people said, this thing we have will not be enough. And the wise will always have an advice for the foolish. The wise said to them, go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. Praise God. Verse 10 will teach you something. And why they went to buy. This tells me that they knew where to buy from the beginning. The Bible didn't say they asked the wise, where did you buy from? The wise said, go and buy for yourself. And they went out to buy. So they knew where to buy it. How come they didn't buy it? Why they went to buy, they had money to buy. The Bible didn't say they asked the wise, please borrow us some money. They had money to buy. So what stopped you? Why didn't you buy it from the onset? So they went to buy. They knew where to buy. They knew how to buy. They had money to buy. And the Bible said, while they were out, the bridegroom came. That was not in the power of their hand to determine when the bridegroom will come. If it is in the power of my hand to decide that, then I can go anytime. But it wasn't in the power of their hands. And so, while they were out there to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage. Hallelujah. They that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. If you are foolish, doors will always be shut against you. If you are foolish, doors of open doors, doors of favor will be shut. And then in verse 11, afterward came also the other virgin saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. Open to us. And guess what the Lord said to them in verse 12? But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Matthew chapter 7 verse 26 to 28. Matthew 7, 26 to 28. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not. Let me say here, write it down, don't forget it. Wisdom has a relationship with hearing and doing. Wisdom has a relationship with hearing and doing what? Doing. Wisdom has a relationship. Wisdom has an interconnection with hearing and doing. Now this is Jesus saying, in everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man. So Jesus is saying, every time you hear something and refuses to make use of it, you already put yourself in the category of the foolish. How many times have you had advice and you are refusing to pay heed? Praise God. How many times have you been talked to by your pastor as a husband who is not doing well at home, and you hear all of it and still goes out? No use of the word. How many times have you been talked to as a wife? I said, this is not what a Christian wife is supposed to do. This is what you should be doing. And you hear it and still left and continued in what you are doing. How many times have you been told as a believer, as a child of God, this and these are the things that is expected of you, and you heard it and still went out there to do otherwise? Jesus said, everyone that heareth this saying and doeth it not is likened to a foolish man. And see the work of a foolish man now. Which built his house upon the sand? And you'll be thinking, can anybody build a house on the sand? A lot of persons are building their houses on sand. Building their marriages on sand. Building their education on sand. Building their Christian lives on sand. Everything you are building is on sand. God said, when you hear and refuses to do, when children listen to their parents and yet refuses to do what their parents are saying, they are building a house on the sand. And there is no house built on sand that lasts. And the Bible said the rain descended. Now, the beautiful thing about life is that the challenges that comes to the educated is also the challenges that comes to the uneducated. So you've got nobody to blame. The rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house and it fell. And great was the fall. Praise God. When a foolish man's dream falls, it falls with a bang. When a foolish man fails, he fails with a cracking sound. Emphatic failure. You just know that this is the failure of the foolish. I pray that the Lord will deliver us.
Beloved, thank you for taking time to listen to God's word. We trust you've been blessed. This message was brought to you by Pentecostal Deliverance Church, located at 65 Stadium Road, opposite Mummy B Junction, Rumomasi, Port Harcourt. You can get our Sincere Milk Devotional and Believer's Training Class Manual and other inspiring and life-transforming audio messages from our church book stand located in the church premises or through our website www.pdconline247.com. Furthermore, our church activity schedule is as follows. Monday and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. counseling. Wednesday, 6 p.m. School of Wisdom. Friday, 6 p.m. prayer meeting. Sunday, 8 a.m. lifting service. If you would like to reach us via call, our helplines are 080-3389-0315 and 080-6935-5639. God bless you.